Anal MILFs, Bundle 5, 4-pack, Books 17 through 20. MILF Anal Sex Erotica Audio Collection. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Kelly Morgan and Allison O'Keefe.
Charlie had worked at the bakery a few months as an assistant and hadn't really shown much of an interest in progressing, so it seemed strange that he'd decided to take an interest in baking all of a sudden. At 19, I hadn't imagined this to be his career choice. The first few shifts, I had him come in early. He was groggy and tired to begin with, standing in the corner looking all disheveled and cute, as though he had no earthly business being awake before 6 in the morning. As the weeks went by, though, he got used to the routine, and eventually I started to guide him through some of the early morning jobs at hand. "I guess we better give you your whites," I smiled, handing him a white overall and hat. Admittedly, the hat was a joke, but when Charlie put it on, he looked a real picture.
"Guess I'm all set," he said, smiling.
Charlie had always looked much older than his years. He had this caring way about him, but despite his looks, I'd yet to hear about him with the fairer sex. I just couldn't understand it. He was classically handsome, and now he was sporting this deliciously trimmed stubble that really set him apart. If it wasn't for the age difference, I'd have tried it with him myself.
"It's been over a month now, hon, and I'm just kind of wondering what brought you here," I said, finally broaching the subject.
"I told you, I wanted to start a new routine for college."
"Oh, come on, Charlie." I leaned back against the counter and sighed. "What's really going on?" I could tell from the ensuing silence that he was holding something big. In the quiet that followed, his eyes fluttered down my body, and then he looked away to the corner of the room. "What is it?" I asked, moving closer to him.
"It's girls, Mrs. Mason," he said. "Women."
"What about them, honey?" I asked. "I'm one, you know. You can ask me."
"But you're older."
I put my hands on my hips in mock offense.
"Well, thank you very much, Charlie."
He laughed, and it was good to see those broad shoulders of his bounce.
"You know what I mean."
"I'm older, so I can't possibly understand."
Charlie took a deep breath and composed himself.
"I've been seeing a girl," he said.
"Honey, that's great,"
I beamed, but in the back of my mind there was a degree of protective jealousy.
"What's her name?"
"Charlotte,"
he said. "How long have you been seeing her?"
Around 3 months."
"And how's it going?" The answers stopped coming quite so fast.
"It's, going well."
"Ha! That doesn't sound so good."
Charlie flashed me a look as though he couldn't believe I'd seen through the thin veil of his lie.
"So what is it?"
I asked. I could tell this was a struggle for him, but he pressed on regardless.
"Well, we've been seeing each other a lot recently, and it's kinda time to..."
"Fuck," I said, covering my mouth soon after. Charlie shot me a look of complete shock, his mouth hanging slightly agape as he wondered where his mild-mannered boss had gone for a second.
"Sorry, Charlie. Have sex," I corrected.
"Exactly," he said. "And, well, I've never..."
He trailed off, but the silence that followed easily filled in the blanks.
"Right,"
I said, feeling suddenly overwhelmed.
"Right. Right."
Charlie furrowed his brow in my direction. "Right," I said again, and then realized I should really be saying more words.
"So you need to know... what?"
"I don't need to know anything,"
he said defiantly.
"Nothing at all? Not even about foreplay?"
The word must have caught his attention, because he soon perked up. "Here," I said. "Come over to the table here." I tossed some flour out onto the wooden surface and threw a ball of pastry dough on it. Charlie watched beside me as I started to knead it. "Foreplay," I began, "is the art of getting a woman excited. Come here." I opened up my body for Charlie to stand in front of me, and he did so. I pressed myself against his back and moved my hands on his, feeling the dough with him as though it were my marionette. "Now you've got to work the dough until it softens up and becomes more malleable," I said. "You've got..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?